Welcome friends to Literature Mantra. I'm Harsh Singh, and in this audio, we will discuss essay. Now, essay is something which we have been writing since school days, since childhood. So, we all have a pretty good idea of what exactly an essay is. But just as a memory refresher, how can we define an essay? See, broadly speaking, an essay is an analytic, interpretive, or a critical composition, usually which is shorter than a thesis or a dissertation, which normally PhD students present. And an essay deals with the subject from a limited point of view. And often that point of view is personal. And an essay is usually written in prose. Sometimes it can be as small as just few hundred words, like Francis Bacon's essays. Sometimes the essay can be of book length or quite long, like John Locke's essay concerning human understanding. Okay, essay concerning human understanding. So in a way, we can say that an essay is a sub-genre of literature, which is flexible and adaptable to many literary requirements. And essays can be sub-classified as formal and informal. Formal essays are characterized by serious purpose, dignity, logical organization, length, whereas the informal essays are characterized by personal elements, for example, personal experiences, personal preferences and tastes, humor. After that, essays are commonly used in literary criticism, political manifestos, arguments, reflections of an author, or even when an author wants to give some advice, or let's say some words of wisdom. For example, if you read the essays of Francis Bacon, he has written plenty of essays, but the essays are very short, not long. For example, you know, some of the titles are Of Truth, Of Death, Of Revenge, Of Adversity, Of Envy. And in the essay Of Revenge, there is a famous line where he says, "Revenge is a kind of wild justice, which the more man's nature runs to, the more ought law to weed it out." Then in the essay Of Death, you know, he says, "Men fear death as children fear to go in the dark." And there is an essay, you know, titled Of Truth, where he says, "What is truth? Said zesting fillet, and would not stay for an answer." And Bacon's essays were first published in 1597. Then again, the second part was published in 1612. And then in 1625, another 58 essays were published. So there are a range of things that he talks about. And Bacon explores each topic from different angles. Rather than defending a single point of view or a single idea, he adopts different angles. Now, after Francis Bacon, another famous essay in English literature is John Locke's essay called An Essay Concerning Human Understanding. Okay, An Essay Concerning Human Understanding. And in this essay, he talks about the foundation of human knowledge and understanding. And this is the essay in which he uses the famous phrase tabula rasa, that a person's mind at the time of birth is a blank slate, which he calls tabula rasa, which is later filled with experience. Then another good example of essay form can be Alexander Pope's An Essay on Criticism. This is written in verse. Normally, most of the essays that you will find are written in prose, but some essays are also written in verse. For example, Alexander Pope's An Essay on Criticism. So we can say that Francis Bacon and John Locke, these are the people who really started the essay form. Though the essay form didn't begin with them, but they were important precursors. And after them, in the 17th century, the essay form further developed and became more popular, especially with the contribution of Daniel Defoe. His journalistic essays and pamphlets, and especially his magazine called Review, influenced the evolution of the essay. After that, the contribution of Edison and Steele in their magazine called Tatler and Spectator, even their contribution further helped in the evolution and development of the essay form. And of course, since then, many writers have adopted the essay form to express many opinions. Then other examples of essayists are Coleridge. He too uses the essay form. Then Carlyle, Ruskin, Arnold, Walter Pater. Then in American literature, the example of Emerson, Poe, Thoreau. All of these are distinguished essayists. And along with this, you should know one more name, Michel de Montaigne. Okay, he's a French writer, and he's said to have inaugurated the genre of essay, because in 1580, he labeled his works essays. The pronunciation is Michel de Montaigne, but the spelling is M-O-N-T-A-I-G-N-E, Michel de Montaigne. And in the modern era, you know, a good example can be Virginia Woolf's A Room of One's Own, in which she talks about the fictitious character of Judith Shakespeare. So from an exam point of view, just remember the traits of an essay, that normally an essay is written in prose, but not necessarily. There are some examples of essays written in verse, for example, Alexander Pope's An Essay on Criticism, and then An Essay on Man. After that, remember the important contributors such as Francis Bacon, John Locke, Daniel Defoe's contributions, then Edison and Steele's contribution in their magazine called Tatler and then Spectator, okay?